Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, this is Simon with today's episode of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Ian, we recently had a listener send in a question with regards to double deposits being requested by landlords on properties. And I thought I'd take this opportunity just to answer that question and give a little bit of clarity around the concept. When one has a look at the legalities of a rental contract versus the sale of an immovable property contract, one starts to see differences in what is required with them. So, for example, in a sale of an immovable property, by law it has to be done in writing. However, a lease does not have to be done in writing in order to be valid, unless it is what is referred to as a long-term lease. Now, in this part of the world, we refer to long-term leases as anything from 6 to 12 months and maybe a bit longer, and short-term leases more of the holiday market type of renters. But in the eyes of the law, a lease has to be at least 10 years in length before it is considered a long-term lease. So if your lease is going to be longer than 10 years in the form of a factory or a business or something, then that has to be in writing. So, whilst I advise that all contracts be in writing, we've seen that it doesn't have to be in writing. Another requirement that landlords request is a deposit. Now, this is not a legal requirement by any means. What this is it's done by the landlord in order to try and protect their investment, their asset. Many of these landlords have investment properties that are still bonded, so they are still liable for the payment of those bonds. So in order to try and minimize the risk involved, they sometimes ask for a double deposit to be paid. We saw over COVID the amount of people not paying rent just skyrocketed through no fault of their own. Many people found themselves without jobs and the means in order to pay that rental. And so this is something that we're seeing coming in more of a post-COVID trend, whereas traditionally it was 1 month deposit, 1 month upfront rental, and they're now requesting a double one. So legally also a deposit cannot be used in order to offset rental. So another sort of typical thing that often happens is your tenant will get to the last month of their tenancy and say, use my deposit in order to offset this. Now, that is not actually legally allowed. A deposit has to be kept in an interest-bearing account for the renter's benefit, and the person renting the property can request periodic statements of that, where that money is invested and what interest is being paid out by it. I have seen inventive ways, if you will, of how landlords are trying to recoup that additional month's deposit. And I've seen them sort of add an additional amount to the monthly rental that will be paid for the first year of the contract, for example, in order to provide that buffer zone. But ultimately, a deposit is not a legal requirement. I encourage the landlord and the tenant to enter into discussion. I think a landlord should be cognizant of the fact that many cannot afford essentially 3 months worth of rent, because it's the double deposit and 1 month upfront, and that becomes a problem, and many landlords might discount brilliant tenants purely because they're unable to meet that criteria. So I encourage some negotiation so that both parties can come to an area where they're both comfortable. And so I hope that answers our listener's question, and we welcome any more questions to come into the station. Thank you very much.
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience. This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.